Well, I'm very happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass Irene Kelly. How are you, Irene?
I'm doing great, Steve. Good to be here.
Well, I'm thrilled to get a chance to talk to you. We just did a live in-station performance where you came in and performed a lot of songs from your brand new album, These Hills, which was just released on Mountain Fever Records, and I thought I'd give take an opportunity to speak with you before you get back on the road.
Yeah, great. Sure.
The album was released, I think, was it last Friday?
Last Friday, June 17th. Yeah.
Now we've people in the radio business, we've had it for a while, and I've been wearing my copy out. But
you just
did a CD release party at the Station Inn.
We had a sold out show on the 16th, the night before. Folks from the label came over. We had a lot of co-writers come in and be there for it. It was really fun night.
And you've written or co-written every song on
it. Every song on there, sure did.
And there are 11 songs on it. I do want to go through the people who are on it because you have a star-studded cast with you. You have Sharon White, Skaggs, and Cheryl White.
Yep.
And Claire Lynch. Dale Ann Bradley, so you've got some pretty good singers on there.
Yeah, pretty good singers. I call them angel voices, AKA angel voices. Yeah.
Steve Gulley, Adam Steffi, Brian Sutton, Stuart Duncan, Scotty Vestal, who I happen to think, and it's just because I play at playing a banjo, I think Scotty Vestal has the most relaxed right hand when I watch him play. You just think he's not doing anything, but it's because he's so relaxed because he's so good at it. You think... It makes you think you could do this when you see him and you realize it's just the way his approach to it, that his hand is so easy and relaxed when he plays.
Yeah, I believe you. I don't play banjo at all, but he's so melodic and there is such an ease about it.
It is, and it's not easy. And he makes me mad because he makes it look so easy.
I know it's not easy. Yeah.
And Ronnie Bowman, who I know you co-write with, Mark Fain, and Randy Kors, who is just one of the most remarkable, I'll say, slide guitar. He's kind of moved into all sorts. Off of dobro, he plays all sorts of string instruments.
Yeah, anything without the frets on it.
That's right. Everything without the frets. Yeah. This album, there are so many great songs on here. You and I have talked off of the air about some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Johnson's Hardware Store is a particular, actually related to. I guess a real store or a store that...
There was a store in Nashville on Nolens Hill Road called Johnson's Hardware Store, and I used to go in there and get all my supplies from my old house. And she had to close up. It was family-owned for years. And Home Depot and Lowe's kind of put the skids to that. And so, but I used to go in there and find everything I needed from my old house, every little hinge and little doorknob, things like that. So I had that idea, and I brought it to Ronnie Bowman, and that the image of the store in my hometown of Latrobe, Pennsylvania, which is actually called Coons Electric, my dad used to go to, just all those images, we put all that together, and Ronnie had the similar experiences that I did growing up, so we were able to write that one pretty fast.
Well, and I think, and not a knock against the big stores that have come in, they're filling a niche, but I think that most of us have had these little small town, which I am from, have had these little hardware stores where you knew the family and they knew how to fix what you needed.
Oh, sure.
And maybe there are more products available, but there's probably less knowledge available from the
That's
big stores
right.
that moved them out. And you're just more comfortable saying, look, I'm kind of ignorant about this, help me out, without feeling like you're being put on the spot.
Right. Like these folks at the Coons Electric, they would call my dad, hey, Benny, come on down. We have that thing you were waiting
on. That's
you know? Okay, I'll be right down.
Or use this thing if you hadn't thought about it.
Exactly.
It's a great song.
Thank you.
Carolina Wind came. This album, These Hills, got immediate attention on the charts.
That was so exciting.
Yeah,
it was 3 weeks out, and we were on number
one. Yeah, you were. All I saw was Irene Kelly, and I got the album. I played it a lot. And Carolina Wind.
Well, one of the reasons why we had that success.
Thank
you.
Carolina Wind was the album that really jumped off, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the first single off the record.
Sure enough. And Carolina Wind is a gorgeous tune. Tell us just a little bit about the writing of that song. I do want, since I'm fortunate enough to be sitting with someone who writes the songs, take a little bit of time and go through that process. And Carolina Wind, the story is what?
Oh, yeah. Well, Mylon Miller is from North Carolina, and Tom Yutz and Mylon write quite a bit together. And Tom knows how much I've been talking about I want to move to North Carolina because I'm getting a little tired of the traffic in Nashville, and I keep threatening to do that. And so Mylon had the idea together and some of the melody of the chorus. So we got together and we knocked out the verses, and we had that one pretty quickly. And Mark Fain produced the record, and he said, we have to get Scotty Vessel to start it out with a blistering banjo. And sure enough, he did.
Well, you have different tempos throughout the album. You mm-hmm. certainly have some that are blistering.
Yeah.
And then you have those just really beautiful tunes, like I would say Before You Call Me Home is just mm-hmm. a more, it should be a slower type of ballad.
Yeah, that's right? Our gospel song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So you cover everything from the up-tempo, you have gospel, you have tunes that will absolutely tear your heart out.
Oh.
And you and I have talked about Lester's song, and I honestly think, if I'm driving and I listen to a lot of music in the car, because that's sometimes the best place to listen alone,
yeah.
Lester's song comes on, and if you've ever owned a pet, particularly a dog, it's very personal to you because you wrote it about
sure
your dog.
It was. Yeah, I lost Lester about a week before the album came out, mm-hmm. but you know, he was 14 and he had a bad heart. I always say he had a bum ticker.
Mm-hmm.
He was on medication for it, and I always knew, you know, that was going to claim him, but I didn't think it was going to be that week. And so it was like the week before my daughter's wedding. There was so much going on, and then now the song means even more to me, you know, because he was a good companion for me. His name's was Lester Sharp, not Lester Flat. So I said, Lester Sharp, my bluegrass dog.
It's an absolute, well, I mean, you've described it well, but it's a beautiful song. It's
Thanks.
A beautiful memory. At the time, you weren't writing it as a memory, but you're thinking
right.
about, all of us think about
I'm
it.
I'm thinking about what we're facing, because
yeah,
it's inevitable. We know
yeah.
that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We get like an average of 14 years if we're lucky,
mm-hmm.
and grateful for that. And, you know, another special thing about that is I wrote it with my youngest daughter, Sarah Jean. She's a great songwriter.
Okay.
And my oldest daughter, Justina Jane, is singing the harmony on it. So I have both the girls on there, and that's real important to me as well.
The song These Hills,
mm-hmm.
I think we've talked about Carolina Wind. Have we actually talked about These Hills? And this? And Irene and I just finished the live broadcast. I don't want to repeat everything twice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to repeat it once from the other one. But
sure.
But These Hills, have we talked about that?
Well, we performed that. Nate and I performed right. that song, and I talked about the place on my grandma's farm that I used to walk around.
That's the one. Yes,
yeah.
I want you to tell that story again, just
sure.
briefly.
Yes. It was Crabtree, Pennsylvania, and my grandparents were Polish immigrants. They raised 8 kids on the farm, and very primitive farm. And but I was always a dreamer as a kid. I was the youngest of 4, so I would go outside and find a little spot and just sit around and make up songs in my head and daydream. And this was the place I went to, back behind the barn under the pine trees. And when I was with John Weisberger, I said, you know, I have this title. It's If These Hills Could Talk, because my story's in those hills. And then it became These Hills, They Talk. And I thought about, you know, I can't go back there because there's other people living there, and they renovated the inside, which I don't really want to see that, because in my memory it's still the
right.
barn when my
right.
grandparents were there. And very primitive, you know, the spring in the basement and the pump in the kitchen sink.
My grandparents had that exact same setup
yeah.
where it always took the third crank down on the pump before the
yeah.
water came out. That's what I
yeah.
remember.
And it might have had a little bit of rust in it.
That's
too.
Right.
That's
right.
okay.
That's right.
You got your iron. You didn't have to take iron
that's right.
tablets
we didn't
back
need,
then.
We didn't iron
no supplement. Vitamins.
That's right.
So it's a song about revisiting that space, and I think everybody can probably think of a place like that. Maybe it was could have been a room or a closet or a little hideaway as a child, and so that was mine.
So in your mind, you were always telling stories. Did you always know there were going to be songs? But in your mind, you're making up stories. But when we're talking about your memories from childhood from this place, were they actually songs? They weren't songs yet.
They weren't yet, and I never even thought about songwriting. It kind of snuck up on me. I was when I was 19, I was hanging out with some bluegrassers.
That's a trouble.
I know. See, that's where it all starts. And they were singing songs about their homes in Kentucky and the mountains of Carolina. And I thought, wait, I'm from Pennsylvania, and we have these beautiful mountains. So I was encouraged to learn to play the guitar, because before I was 19, I was just singing. So I started to play the guitar. I only learned 3 chords. And
that's all you need in bluegrass.
That's all I needed.
And
I
a capo, and you're ready.
That's exactly right. And I probably learned maybe four chords.
Well, now you're overdoing it.
Throw an E minor in there, and I'm good to go. So I came up with a song, and it was first song I ever wrote was From Over the River. And it snuck up on me because I didn't even know I was writing a song. It's just like I'm playing songs, and then this one comes out, and it's like, I had to stop for a minute and go, what is that? Is that something I've heard? Or, oh, wait, no, it came out of my brain somewhere. So it snuck up on me. Songwriting snuck up on me, and that was my first experience. And then my second song I ever wrote was a song called Pennsylvania Is My Home. And that was sort of a rebuttal to the, wait a minute, we have a beautiful place here, too. We have the mountains and the beautiful place. And so that one almost became the state song of Pennsylvania, but I don't think they ever voted on one.
Well, we should get them to vote. Latrobe is western, the western part
That's
of Pennsylvania.
Right. Mm-hmm. Near Pittsburgh.
So, mm-hmm. so yeah, we're not talking about close to the coast or Philadelphia.
No, you're, not at all.
You're out, and Pennsylvania is a long state if you go east to west.
Sure is.
And there's a lot of mountains. So what you're describing geographically from your childhood is not that different than a lot of the bluegrass artists experience as far as their hometown area.
That's right, Steve. That's what I was thinking, too, because everybody, they hear Pennsylvania, they think Philadelphia and city, which is a cool area, and there's a lot of great music over there. But as far as rural, you know, we have the Appalachian Mountain Range running right through.
That's right.
The Allegheny Mountains also.
That's right.
It's really beautiful.
You also had Arnold Palmer, didn't you?
That's right. He's from my hometown.
That's right. Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
Yep. Good golfer.
And yet you have no songs about Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, maybe the next one.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
The bluegrass golfer.
That would be good. This is such a great... These Hills is the name of the album. It's on Mountain Fever Records. And every song on here, to me... And I hope you appreciate this as a songwriter. Every song on here to me tells a story that some part of it can identify. Now, no one's going to identify with every part of them, but these songs to me.
I can't get any better than that.
Yeah,
what you just said.
Well,
right
thank
there.
You. And I mean seriously. It. I mean it because some parts of them touch me.
Aww.
And I think as a songwriter, that's what you're looking to do.
It sure is.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. That means a lot. Thank you.
It's a wonderful collection.
Thank you for that.
You're traveling through my neck of the woods right now. You have you have a tour schedule on a website that people can find easy enough.
Yeah.
If they just plug in Irene Kelly, KELLEY.
That's right.
They'll find you.com and they'll find out where you are. They can find this album. Do you have other albums, previous albums on your website available?
I do. I've got Pennsylvania Coal, which is the previous one that there's a picture of my grandfather in the coal mines on the back of that one. And the one before that was Thunderbirds, probably a little more country. And the one before that is Simple Path. And that one's a mixture of the two, bluegrass and country. But that's got the song, that little bluer than that, that Alan Jackson recorded.
Okay.
That's a whole different story there.
Yeah. So you feel right now, as we've shortcutted your story of growing up in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and all those influences and all the other music, I know you've written a lot of songs. We could spend a whole another hour talking about your songwriting past. Mm-hmm. But I think you feel comfortable now that you're back in the bluegrass writing area.
Oh, I'm so comfortable. I love it.
And this is where you feel like you've had a long and very successful career as a songwriter performer, but I think you feel really comfortable with These Hills and the bluegrass songs.
I do. I feel at home. I feel I'm right where I need to
be
right
perfect.
Now.
I'm
doing it because I love it, and that's the genre I love, and that's where I am right now.
Well, it's a wonderful album. I think you've really, when an album comes out and all of a sudden it's on the top of the charts, everybody should pay attention to it for a lot of reasons.
I think
it was well served. Sometimes it's a fluke that it happens that quickly, but I really think that your album deserves all the recognition that it got right off of the bat.
You.
I love every song on it. And I'm happy to have a chance to chat with you. And,
good to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to let you... speaking of Irene Kelly, we're going to... You know, when I play this program, every guest that comes on the show, I play a song at the top of the of my show, Unreal Bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'll probably start with Carolina Wind. But as we're ending this conversation, you pick a song that you want to go out on.
Okay.
And I'll play that one into the show.
Sure. How about Do You Think of Me?
Do You Think of Me?
That with Billy Smith.
We'll do that. All right, that's what we'll do. So as we're ending this conversation with Irene, everybody will hear, we'll go right to Do You Think of Me, and I'll let you be on your way.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.